morning and welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And this week, I think it's a fun topic. I'm going to talk about movies. Now, what do movies have to do with trusting the Bible? Well, I think a lot of movies connect with the themes of the Bible. I think a lot of movies connect emotionally with us. They tell stories about our lives, about the humanity, about our story. And there is, I think, within the human being a deep understanding of where we come from, that there is a God who made us with purpose, that we have sinned against that God, that there is brokenness in the world, that there is a God working to restore us. These are themes that pop up in stories throughout cultures, throughout history, and in some way they point us to acknowledging that there is a truth behind these stories. Now, some of these stories vary widely in the details, but there are some common core themes that I think reflect sort of a memory, if you will, of where we're coming from and what God has communicated to us. And so I think it's interesting to look at movies and make the spiritual connections. Where do movies connect with the biblical story in interesting ways? So I'm going to talk about a few movies today. This might help you think about movies as you're watching them. What is this movie saying about God, about the gospel, about salvation? Not all movies have good theology, but all movies that are good movies anyway, all good movies are saying something about purpose, meaning, and deeper things, even if it's not at the surface level of the movie. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I love the movie Elf. So get yourself in the Christmas spirit for a moment, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the messaging that's in Elf. When you stop to think about what's going on here, there are a lot of parallels with the gospel message. I think it's good to recognize that as we watch movies. It's also an opportunity for you to talk to others. When you talk about movies, I think you have a good opportunity to bring up some spiritual truths kind of floating beneath the surface of the movie. And so that's what I'm going to do, is kind of talk about some of these things, and hopefully it will be helpful to you. And if nothing else, it's a very fun topic. So Elf is one of my favorite Christmas time movies. It's a comedy. Elf is played by Will Ferrell. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spend a lot of time describing the movie, but if you have, you'll notice some of the connections I'm about to make. Elf grows up as a human being living in the North Pole, and he kind of has this dual nature. He is physically a human being, but he's raised as an elf, and he has some magical abilities. He's able to make snowballs at a rate of like 10 per second or something ridiculous like that, and throw them incredible distances, and he sort of has these magical powers. He's like this supernatural yet human being. And so, you know, of course, Buddy is our Christ figure, so to speak. There's some parallels between Christ and Buddy the Elf in that movie. Now, Elf starts off in the North Pole, where he lives with Santa, and Santa sends Buddy to New York City. And this is really a lot of parallels here between God sending God the Son to be a human being on Earth, sort of out of his natural habitat, if you will. And so this creates all kinds of comical situations. Elf doesn't really know how to live in New York City. He makes all kinds of mistakes. It's part of the humor of the show. But it also kind of points to Jesus Christ being willing to come, the creator of heaven and earth, born as a baby in a manger, you know, where the animals are fed. He's out of place here in this world. And so you see some of that interaction. It's a very similar story. And then Elf in the movie goes to Gimbel's, which is this toy store, and they're going to have Santa come and visit. And so Elf is really excited because he knows Santa personally, and so he wants to get the store extra ready for Santa to come, and he puts all this work into making all these decorations. Again, some miraculous abilities to create things and in one night, you know, make this place beautifully prepared for Santa to come in. And Gimbel's really functions like a temple. Gimbel's is created as this sacred space for Santa to come. It has to be prepared just right. It has to be so special. It's like the temple where God would have his name dwell. And just like Jesus clears the temple when he comes because he's disgusted by the corruption at the temple, so Elf gets really mad when someone comes in to play the part of Santa, but it isn't really Santa. And so he gets into a fight with this Santa. He calls him an imposter. He says, "You sit on a throne of lies." And you have this clearing of the temple kind of scene in the movie Elf. Ultimately, the reason Elf comes to New York City is because he wants to meet his dad. And his dad is the person in the story that is in need of salvation. His dad has lost his way. The dad, Walter Hobbs is his name on the show. His other son, or his, you know, the son that grew up with him, says, Buddy cares about everybody, but you only care about yourself. That's what he says to Walter Hobbs. And that's the message of the gospel, right? Jesus cares about us. He's willing to lay down his life for us. Who has greater love than that, than Jesus has? But we are naturally selfish. We naturally think about ourselves. We are in need of saving. And Buddy comes, Buddy the Elf comes to find Walter Hobbs and help him get off of the naughty list and help him to find Christmas spirit and believe in Santa and care about others and believe in Santa. And all of these elements are very similar to the mission of Christ coming to save us. Now, it doesn't always work as great theology. I don't think the movie was made to have a Christian message. The movie really is trying to create a kind of a modern version of the Santa story. And the Santa story really is kind of modeled off of Christ. There is a Christian element to our different stories about Santa because of the culture that we live in and have grown up in. So it's not too surprising that there are some elements in the Elf movie that parallel the Christian story. But the detail and depth, as I've just gone in, and I could keep going, there are a lot of other metaphors in the movie. For instance, Elf only eats candy. He loves maple syrup. The Bible talks about the Word of God being sweeter than honey. You know, I could go on and on about some of these parallels here. But I want you to just see that there can be theology. There can be a gospel message. Now, part of the gospel message that's missing in Elf is that in the real gospel message, Jesus Christ must die, must sacrifice himself to pay for our sins. He takes our place and actually makes payment for our sin. In the movie Elf, you know, Elf just sort of wins over his dad by being this likable character and persistence and his own belief and strength of his belief. So it's not an exact parallel, but that's an interesting difference to bring out. And I think you can do this with so many movies. I'm going to talk about Star Wars tomorrow and what I think that movie is really all about, some of the theology underneath the surface. But as you watch movies, as you watch TV shows, don't just soak it all in and never put any thought into it. I think it's important to enjoy it while you're watching it, but then maybe spend some time, especially with your kids, if you have kids at home. Talk about the movies. Talk about some of the themes. Talk about how they relate to the Bible. Use that as an opportunity to talk with them and friends as well. And we'll talk about different movies I'm going to bring up as we go through this week. If you'd like to see some articles on some of these things, like Elf and other movies, check out the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. Just search for the group page, Trust the Bible. You'll find it on there. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.